WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, brain gainers. Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood brain coach. And let's face it, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? Ever find yourself gripping those bars a little tighter when facing a big presentation, a social gathering, or even just that pile of laundry threatening to take over your living room? Yeah, me too. Fear and anxiety, they're totally normal human experiences, but they don't have to rule our lives. Today, we're tackling those pesky feelings head-on with some powerful strategies to manage fear and anxiety like a boss. First up, let's talk about understanding the beast. Fear is a primal instinct designed to keep us safe from danger. It's that adrenaline rush when you see a bear in the woods or maybe just a squirrel who looks suspiciously like a furry monster. Anxiety, on the other hand, is more like your brain's worry button constantly buzzing even when there is no immediate threat. Think of it as your internal alarm system going off for every what-if scenario you can imagine. Knowing the difference helps us pinpoint exactly what we're dealing with and how to tackle it. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer fear and anxiety. 1. Challenge those negative thoughts. Our brains love to play tricks on us. They like that little voice in your head whispering you can't do this or everyone will judge you. But guess what? You have the power to shut the negativity down. Practice replacing those thoughts with positive affirmations. Instead of saying I'm going to mess this up, try I've prepared well and I'm going to give it my best shot. Think of it like training your brain for a mental marathon, one positive thought at a time. 2. Breathe deep, feel grounded. Ever notice how your heart races when you're feeling anxious? That's your body's natural fight or flight response kicking in. To calm those nerves, focus on your breath. Take slow, deep breaths, inhaling for a count of 4, holding for 4, and exhaling for 4. This helps to regulate your heart rate and bring you back into the present moment. Picture yourself as a sturdy tree rooted firmly in the ground, feeling strong and secure. 3. Move your body. Exercise is like magic potion for anxiety. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that make you feel happier and more relaxed. You don't need to run a marathon, even a short walk can do wonders. Put on some music, dance around your living room, or try a yoga class. Moving your body helps clear your head and release pent-up energy. 4. Practice mindfulness. This is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like taking a mental vacation from your worries. Try a simple mindfulness exercise. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? This helps to ground you in the here and now and prevent your mind from spiraling into anxious thoughts. 5. Connect with others. Feeling isolated can amplify anxiety. Reach out to friends and family, spend time with loved ones, or join a support group. Sharing your experiences and knowing you're not alone can make a world of difference. Remember, we're all in this together. Think about that time when you had a big presentation coming up. Did you find yourself replaying every possible scenario in your head? Maybe your heart was racing, you couldn't sleep the night before, and your palms were sweating like crazy. Sounds familiar, right? But what if I told you there's a way to manage those feelings and step onto that stage with confidence? You could use those deep breathing exercises we talked about to calm your nerves. Challenge any negative thoughts telling you you're not good enough. Visualize yourself giving a successful presentation. And remember, even the most experienced speakers get nervous sometimes. Remember, brain gainers, managing fear and anxiety is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing those strategies. You've got this. Now go out there and conquer your fears. Share your experiences in the comments below. What strategies have worked for you? And don't forget to subscribe for more daily brain boosting tips. See you on the flip side.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.